This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
You know, fat, drunk, and stupid is the way I went through college, but... Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina tonight. Thanks, Joe, for having me as your guest host at TheRealSide.com. RealSide Radio, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And have a chat with us on our Facebook forum, RealSide Radio on Facebook. So, you know, one of the things that we have been, it's been kind of pushed to the side because everything else is just such an outrage today. Everything else needs to be discussed at the high volumes of, whether it's social media or, Fox News or talk radio, whatever it may be. Everything requires our, anger and, but with the seething undercurrent of things, that's what concerns me more. When I say seething undercurrent, issues like immigration that have taken 30 to 40 years for us to have this debate. Things like voter fraud, okay? We have this discussion. The left wants to marginalize anybody. There's no voter fraud. You just want to talk about disenfranchising voters, right? I don't know about you. I just flew across the country last weekend. I had to show my ID several different times to get on an airplane. You obviously have to show your ID when you check into a hotel. You have to use your ID for everything today. But voting. And so when I'm thinking about the direction of the world's superpower, the superpower, the largest economy in the world, the place where the greatest ideas come from that make the world a much better place, and when we talk about the direction of this country, politically, philosophically, as far as how we want to raise our children to think and become educated, and how we entertain each other, the direction all comes from the culture, which is, as we all know, politics is downstream from. And if we're having a conversation today where something where politics is downstream from our culture and we are having a discussion where the direction of this country is going to be reliant on that culture because the politicians are going to implement laws and legislate rules that we all have to live by, what are those rules? What are those laws? Well, it depends upon who the politicians are. And we have in this country right now a divide unlike anything I've ever seen. Look, I have been fascinated by politics ever since I was a teenager. For folks that don't know me, Whiskey Politics, you can find all of our stuff out there, YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and such. But for those folks that don't know me, I'm originally from London, England. I grew up in a very tumultuous time for England. It was before Margaret Thatcher came on board. Socialism was prevalent. It was ubiquitous. We had strikes for every public service you care to think of, from the gas and the electric and the coal miner strikes to the teacher strikes to all the way down to the milkmen. Yes, milkmen were a thing, children. They came to your door. You had glass bottles. Mine was the favorite. The red was the whole milk, and the silver was the milk with the extra cream on top. Cream. But they didn't come out for a couple of weeks. Why? Because the milkmen's union were having a strike. and the roads couldn't get cleaned, and the trash didn't get picked up. And so Dad, who was relatively a successful entrepreneur, he had three successful businesses in his entire life, 37 of them were unsuccessful, he raised a little bit of money, and he decided, World War II generation Dad, East End of London, had the Blitz dropping bombs on him for 71 nights in a row, living in the tube, barely made it out alive. My grandfather was a prisoner of war in Nazi-occupied Germany for 4 years. So his perception of things was a little bit different today than we see some of these coddled leftists that are so concerned about feelings. And he decided to take us to the golden, you know, the promised land, the golden state, because he saw the orange groves, the oranges on those trees filling the San Fernando Valley, painted on wooden boxes. They were dummy boxes in storefront windows. There was no food in them. He didn't see an egg. He didn't see a piece of candy until he was 15 years old. Think about that for a minute. So he brought us here because it was the best place. But in 40 years, what has California done? We came in right at the end of Reagan. What have they done? They've opened the borders. And since that point, illegal immigration has changed this red state to blue. And we now have a state where with 58 delegates, 57 delegates, something like that. I don't know. 57 states if you're Barack Obama. I know that. Okay. But with 7 Republican congressmen and 0 office holders on the right in the entire state of California, top down. And what are we looking at? Emergency rooms, education, the dole, welfare, are providing free, and everybody's incentivized to take their children and be raped and sexually harassed and murdered to make it to that same promised golden land. Something has got to give here. And if we cannot control who is voting because we require voter ID, we're in a whole lot of hurt. We already are. Because, again, I keep referring to that primordial Marxist ooze that's moving left. Nevada's now turned from red to blue. Arizona is a deep purple. Colorado is so deep blue now. They're pushing a measure in the legislature to get rid of the electoral vote. So coming up next, we're going to have Malcolm McDowell, who's going to talk about voter integrity. He's with the Trump-Pence presidential campaign, voter integrity in California. And we'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. Stay tuned. This is going to be interesting. Right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
And Dave Sussman back in Joe Messina's chair, guest hosting Real Side Radio. And you can find us at realside.com, therealside.com, 855-REAL-JOE, that's 732-5563. And check us out at Facebook, at Real Side Radio. Just check out the group, Real Side Radio on Facebook. There's a whole lot of action. People are talking and throwing mud and salutations to each other. So, hi folks on Facebook, how are you all doing tonight? So, right before the break, I was chatting a little bit about my concerns regarding voter fraud and how voter fraud really does impact our country. It really has a profound, significant impact on how people who will become our politicians. What are the laws of the land? Because if we don't have any say about who we can put into office, well,
you know, basically everything's been thrown out of the window. And I mentioned that I'm going to be inviting my good friend Malcolm McGough, who is the California Political and Field Operations Director for the Trump-Pence presidential campaign. He has also been involved with the Voter Integrity California Elections Project. Malcolm, how are you, my friend?
Well, good day, Dave. Good to be on your show.
Good day, mate. Everybody, he is originally from Australia. Malcolm, great to have you. And for disclosure, Malcolm and I are good friends. We throw back a couple of cigars and some whiskey every couple of months together with some like-minded patriots who want to talk about history and politics and such. But let's talk tonight, because I know that you have been deeply, deeply embroiled in voter fraud. Let's talk about some of the things that I just talked about right here, right now. What is your perception of what is going on? We just saw California go from deep blue to dark blue. We lost Orange County, Malcolm.
Yeah, yes, we did. I mean, the main problem with the Orange County is the 200,000 ballot harvesting that was undertaken by the Democrats. And they were well organized for this campaign. Sadly, the GOP here in California is a moot on all this stuff. They didn't even oppose it when it was put through the legislature. So it's legal here in California, but they should be pushing back very hard against this legislation, and they aren't. Unlike North Carolina, of course, the Democrats there, they went after, was it Harris? Rick Harris, I think it was, in the Ninth District, and really pushed back on him, because what Harris did, of course, was actually illegal. Now, if it's illegal in North Carolina, it should be illegal here in California, because there is no way of custody trail for those ballots. And that's one of the fundamental requirements for ballots, that they have a trail, that we know where they came from. We know that whoever picked them up delivered all of them to the polling station. We don't know that here in California.
So let's talk about what vote harvesting is. I know a lot of people in the audience are educated, but there's going to be a lot that aren't. Explain vote harvesting.
Okay, once upon a time, Dave, you could have an in-law or a brother or a sister or somebody close to the family would go and collect a mum and dad's ballot from the home where they were in, and they would take it to the polling station. And there was a chain of custody in that operation. But what the Democrats did this time around, they would go street by street and collect ballots from whomever, and then supposedly deliver them to the polling station. Now, there was no chain of custody. The people that were collecting the ballots were oftentimes illegal aliens. That should have been addressed by the Republican Party here in California. Sometimes they were union members, but it was a massive operation. And that happened in Orange County. And as you know, we lost 17 congressional seats, not all in Orange County, but we lost a lot because of that ballot harvesting in Orange County. And the Republican Party here in California did nothing.
Okay, so voter harvesting, let me put it another way. I could go to your house and I could say that I am from the canvassing board for this precinct, and because a lot of elderly voters or handicapped people or whatever it may be may have trouble getting to the polls, I'm here to collect your ballot, an absentee ballot. And I can take those ballots and I could basically put them together, put them in the back of my car, I can take them to the canvassing board, I can put them in the precinct and they can get counted. Or, if I had ulterior motives, I could mess around, couldn't I? And nobody would be the wiser.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And you don't, most times it's, I'm from the Democrat Party, I'm here to collect your vote, I know you're a Democrat, let me fill out your ballot for you. Let me help you out. Or go to our house and say, I'm from the, like you said, from the canvassing board, I'm here to collect your ballot, and I can help you fill it out. And who knows what they put on that ballot.
So where are the checks and balances on this, Malcolm?
There is none. That's what I mean by chain of custody. There's no chain of custody for ballot harvesting here in California. It's not unlike putting your ballots through the mail, the U.S. mail, the mail-in ballots. There's no real chain of custody in those ballots either, because they go to the post office and they go into a bag, and who knows where they end up. And we have evidence here in California from the Election Integrity Project of bags of ballots never being delivered to the polling places.
Bags.
Bags, yes, bags.
So when you see a county, formerly known as John Wayne's County, a very red state, very red districts of Orange County, I think there were, what, five congressional districts? They all went red to blue. How did that happen?
Through the ballot harvesting. And we don't know, as I said, we don't have a chain of custody, so we don't even know whether the ballots that were harvested were Republican ballots or Democrat ballots, or whether the Republican ballots that were harvested were thrown out. It's just a sad state of affairs that we devalue the very gift that was given to us by the Founding Fathers, and that was a precious gift of being able to participate in the greatest constitutional republic the world's ever seen. And we spit in the faces of the Founding Fathers because we don't care about looking after the value of the vote.
This is really scary. And I know that Texas, just last month, they found voter fraud. Non-citizens are voting in elections. Texas just proved it. And they said that 95,000 people were identified as non-citizens. They had voter registrations. And 58,000 of them voted in one or more Texas elections. Do you think this is happening in California?
Yeah, of course it's happening in California. There's a reason why the left do not, or Democrats don't want voter ID, because that makes people accountable. And you can have a link or a chain of custody for the vote, if you like. You can put your voter ID number down as proof. But you were talking earlier on, before I came on, about what happened in several states. They went from red to purple, from pink to dark blue. I don't think that's as bad as what we think it is. In New Hampshire, everybody said that you...
Malcolm, we're gonna cover this after the break here real quickly, because I want you to continue this thought. We've got Malcolm McGough, who is all over this issue of voter fraud. He is the field operations director for the Trump-Pence presidential campaign and the Voter Integrity Project in California. Dave Sussman, sitting in for Real Joe Messina, at realside.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen testified before a House committee to make a case that there is a crisis at the southern border. She tried to defend the separation and detention of children at the border.
Are we still using cages for children?
That's Congressman Benny Thompson, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
Children are processed at the border facility stations that you've been at. Some of
and I've
areas.
Seen the cages.
Nielsen tried to explain.
Sir, they're not cages.
What are they?
Areas of the border facility that are carved out for the safety and protection of those who remain there while they're being processed.
Secretary Nielsen also defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the border. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points. The S&P 500 lost 18 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And welcome back. Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. It's TheRealSide.com, Real Side Radio on Facebook, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And delighted to still have with us my good friend Malcolm McGough, who is the California Political and Field Operations Director for the Trump-Pence 2020 presidential campaign. Can't believe this is almost next year. It is next year. It is next year. Next year's the presidential election. Holy cow. All right. So, Malcolm, you were just finishing up before the break, and you were talking about how New Hampshire changed and how that also relates to other states changing. What were you about to say on New Hampshire?
Yeah, look, New Hampshire, people were saying that New Hampshire was so far in the blue pocket that they would never, ever come back into the red sphere. Well, in the last election, the 2016 election, Trump lost New Hampshire by 2,000 votes. After the vote was certified, 5,000 illegal votes were found in New Hampshire, which would have put Trump over the line by 3,000 in that state that they said would never, ever come back. The same can happen in other states around the country.
Well, I do know in California, we had John Cox on Whiskey Politics, actually, right before the election, and there were more votes for John Cox than there were more Republican governors ever. And I know Trump in California got more Republican votes than any presidential candidate in the history of California. Unfortunately, there's a lot more, you know, blue voters on there. But there's actually a question that came up here in the Facebook room, and what was it here? Where was it? Mark? Okay, I'm sorry. We are just flying by the seat of our pants. Let me make a question here. Ron from Facebook, he asks, question, in your mind, and he's asking me, but I'm going to be asking you, Malcolm, is California and maybe New York too far gone to bring back from their idiocy? I love that.
Yeah, not at all. Just think about the last general election, presidential election. There was 108 million Americans that didn't normally come out to vote. So this, you've got 240 million normal eligible voters in California, in America. 108 million don't normally come out to vote. This time in 2016, 108 million made the difference. That's why the whole country, all the precincts in the country went red. You saw that. And those Americans were waking up and saying, what the heck happened to my country? And they decided to do something about it. I think you're going to find the same thing with the 2020 election. I think California is going to wake up as they see what the liberal progressive left in the Democrat Party are doing with late-term abortions and even infanticide. I don't like to call it infanticide. I like to call it what it is. It's murder. And the American people just won't go for that. I don't think I wouldn't be surprised if there's a landslide right across this country because of what where the liberal progressives are going, not only with abortion, but also with socialism and many other issues.
Listen, you are the eternal optimist. And, Malcolm, you are one of the most optimistic guys I've ever met. And we've talked about this for several years now. And you always take a look, and you did call Trump winning in 2016. Certain kudos to you on that. A lot of people didn't. But 2018, it looked like things were moving in a different direction. How do you account for that? And do you think that turns? Because I mean, midterms generally are always good for the conservatives. Right? They're supposed to have
come out
more.
No, that's not true.
Explain that, then.
That's not true. Since 1910, there's been up until this midterm, there's been 27 midterms. Of those 27 midterms, only five presidents have won houses in the Senate, increased in the Senate. Only four presidents have increased in the House. Trump increased in the Senate. So he's one of now six. In that whole time, there's been 27 midterms. Obama and Clinton both lost worse than Trump in the midterms. So I don't read anything into that at all. In fact, I see the Trump midterms as a success for the Republican Party.
Okay.
It was just a normal backlash. So okay. I don't read anything into that at all.
Well, I want to pivot a little bit here because you and I are both immigrants. You're from Australia. I'm from England. And, you know, we've come to this country. I was brought to this country by my father, but I feel like a patriot, more patriotic than many people who don't take advantage of the rights that we have in this country. They just sit and complain all the time. I'm here to work hard. I want to produce and I want to make the country better. I know you do, too. Very much so. You're very much active and trying to make America great. But here's my question for you. When we take a look at the changing demographics, states like California that was once deep red. Okay, Pete Wilson is not that long ago, right? 20 years? Okay, so
yeah, yeah.
So now we have something that is so deep, dark blue. When we take a look at 2020 that's up and coming here, do you think the demographics have changed? We're talking about socialism now as if it's the cool new thing.
Yeah, there's no way that the American people will go for socialism or infanticide. And to tell you the truth, I don't see California as a blue state at all. I see California as a whatever color you want to make it. Think about this. There's 12 million Democrats and Republicans in the state, another 6.5 million declined to state, and then another 6 million on top of that that don't normally vote. So that's 12 million party affiliated and about 15 to 16 million that are not party affiliated. That's the people you've got to target. Those 15 to 16 million.
But, Malcolm, they're manufacturing the vote by keeping open borders. Illegal immigrants are being given driver's licenses. There are districts in San Francisco that want to allow 16-year-olds and illegal immigrants to vote. They are manufacturing leftist votes.
But they can't affect the federal vote because that's a state issue, giving people the right to vote in state issues. But they can't affect the federal vote because that's an 18-year-old it's an 18-year-old requirement. But the bottom line is the Democrats are moving so far to the idiotic left that it is unrecognizable as American values. And I think the American people will not go with that at all. I think they will wake up. And as I said before, I think it's going to be a landslide in 2020.
Okay. You were in Sacramento at the Republican convention. Last weekend. Talk about that and talk about the future state GOP of California, because everybody in their right mind right now sees them for what they are, and that's a miserable failure.
In 6.5 or 6 years of rule by the previous leaders, we went from 1.5 million more registrants than to claim to states to 600,000 less. That's because the Republican Party here in California is dead, and it just went deader because the new party chair said, I would like to continue the good work done by the previous leaders. Well, if that's, if she wants to continue it, it's going to die. So the Republican Party here is going to go into decline again, and California is just going to have to hit rock bottom before it turns around.
How is it not rock bottom now?
Because you've got the public sector unions, or public sector retirements, the baby boomers, they're coming up for retirement, and you've got a $1 trillion unfunded public sector
pension liability.
Pension. $1 trillion unfunded.
Yeah. Which when you do that math, Malcolm, when you do that math, California does no longer have a surplus. The Jerry Brown administration wants to tout surpluses, but they don't include that, do though? It's very fuzzy math.
No, they don't.
Right?
They do the same thing in Connecticut. They do the same thing in Connecticut. In Connecticut, you've got about 3.5 million people, and you've got an $80 billion unfunded public sector liability. And these states have to hit rock bottom before, and what's going to happen is people are going to leave the state, and it's just going to get worse and worse, and I can see California going into bankruptcy.
Okay, last couple of minutes here for you. You're saying California, it looks like it can go into bankruptcy. Does that actually happen, and what does that look like? I know Orange County back in the 90s went into bankruptcy. Other, you know, Stockton, California went into bankruptcy. How does a state, which I think is, if my memory is correct, is the fifth largest GDP in the entire world, the fifth largest GDP. How does it go bankrupt?
Until the businesses leave California because of the high taxes and the gas taxes and the mileage taxes and the water taxes. I mean, it's just crazy what's happening here in California. I don't know how that looks. All I know is that there's various actions that are available to the federal government to address these issues. One is Article 7 of the Insurrection Act. You know what that is in 1807. So I'm not sure how it will manifest, but I believe that the California people have to hit rock bottom before they open their eyes and turn around.
All right. Well,
and they're not there.
Have you driven downtown Los Angeles or walked in San Francisco lately? I'm not too sure how that isn't rock bottom there.
Well, certainly rock bottom in San Francisco. And who would go and live there? My gosh.
Well, the problem is that so many of these people are moving. You know, they're leaving and they're taking their money and their taxes with them. So it's only going to spiral down. Anyway, Malcolm, I wish you nothing but success and everything you're doing with your efforts. Malcolm McGough, California Political Outfield Operations Director for Trump Pence Presidential Campaign Voter Integrity. Thank you so much for joining us, my friend. And we'll have you back on again soon to get some updates.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
Thanks. Cheers. And we'll be right back, folks. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasts of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This is kind of sexy. Am I supposed to undress to this? I ain't. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. I just love the music. I love the bumper music. I'm having so much fun. And thank you all for listening. Thanks for those of you in the chat rooms as well. I'm going to get to another question here in just a minute. Real quickly, you can find us at realsideradio.com. You can also find us at on the phone. There is a phone that you can pick up and dial buttons, and it's 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE, and Realside Radio in the Facebook chat rooms. All right, so here we got something. I just want to first focus back on something that Malcolm was just talking about, and he was referring to, he's an optimist, and He, even him as an optimist, thinks that California's got to go even deeper into the hole than it is right now before it can turn around. And we were just talking during the break here, and Tammy mentioned something which is absolutely true, and this is something that I think we all need to be aware of, and that is that when you have lawmakers and you have attorney generals that are creating this environment where voter fraud and illegal immigration and sanctuary states and sanctuary cities can take place, it's just fermenting further erosion of California as a golden state. It's going deep, deep, deep blue. It really is. Now, we're just about to schedule Victor Davis Hanson for my show, Whiskey Politics. WhiskeyPolitics.net. Find us on YouTube at Whiskey Politics and Facebook and Twitter at David Sussman. Victor Davis Hanson, who I'm sure everybody listening to this knows, he's got a book coming up called The Case for Trump. And we're going to go out and actually interview him at his ranch in Fresno, or near Fresno. And the reason that I want to do this is because last time I had Victor Davis Hanson on the show, it was at a location in Malibu. The cameras were facing us. We were having a discussion with the beautiful Pacific Ocean behind us in the Tony Highlands of the Malibu Hills. And when people think of California, that's what they think of. But when you go 30, 60 miles inland and you go over the Grapevine and you go into the Central Valley and you go up from Bakersfield through Merced and Fresno and Modesto and Stockton and this is a very deep red area. And you could take a look at the state of California as really two separate states. You got the coastal blue, deep, deep, deep blue region, which is going even counties like Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, San Diego County, they're changing. The demographics are changing. Basically, it's a long strip of blue everywhere along the coast. But as soon as you get over those hills, where people actually work and they do something with their hands, they actually produce something. They grow crops or they're manufacturing. In other words, they work. They work. They actually provide for their families by working hard and getting dirt under their nails. It's red. And so I think the disparity when we have Victor Davis Hanson on to talk about all of this is going to be stark, because I'm actually, when we do the video, we're actually going to do the first shot of us sitting in front of the ocean. So this is something that I think is really important for us to have a discussion on. And Ron C. Levins in Facebook, in our Facebook group, you know, asked about whether or not, you know, California is too dark blue to go to change around. It's so dark blue. It really is, Ron. I agree with you. Listen, I'm an eternal optimist as well. But what I have seen happening with California messing around with the immigration debate in the way that they are, and they are actually adversarial now towards ICE and to our border policies that stop people from walking into this country and sticking a toe on American soil and now being able to receive all of the benefits of free education and emergency rooms and healthcare, everything that they get, which is changing the country. I don't know how you switch that around. There was a ballot measure that came out last year. It didn't actually make it onto the ballot. It was going to be a proposition where they talked about splitting the state up into six states. Yeah, I don't even know if that's a good idea, because you're still going to have the delegate-rich coastal regions, which are dark, dark blue. And now you're going to have the red regions that are going to be underrepresented. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. You got Devin Nunes out there. You know, you've got other folks out there that are trying to change this thing around. But you have to take a look at what the voter rolls and the changing demographics of bringing in illegal voters. And you have massive numbers of these people that are being either their votes are being harvested, or there is outright breaking of the law, illegal action with illegal immigrants voting. What impact does that have? You know, the 2008 election in Minnesota, remember the disgraced Al Franken in 2008? He won by 312 votes. That gave the Senate Democrats the victory that they needed and a filibuster-proof majority, which allowed for what, ladies and gentlemen? Obamacare. Think about this for a minute. 312 votes. You get one citizen, non-citizen, voting. One non-citizen voting in an election. It could decide the outcome. We've seen examples like this all across the country. The 2008 midterms featured an unusually large number of races decided by relatively handful of votes. A handful. A huge number of these races were decided by a handful of votes across the country. We're talking about the power of Congress. And when you have vote harvesting in the state of California, and you have 90,000 people on the rolls in Texas that are illegal, that could vote, 65,000 or what was it, 58,000 actually did vote? Don't tell me that this doesn't have an impact on voting and the country. Ted Cruz, let's be honest, barely won the red state of Texas in 2018's midterm election. Ted Cruz to Beto. Beto O'Rourke. Hey, not the last you're going to hear of Beto. Oh, yeah. Beto's going to be a star. You watch at the DNC election, at the convention next year. Oh, he's going to have prime time because he's cool. He's Beto. How did Beto almost win Texas? He's a state representative. Because he's cool. Because of demographics. Because he hit the right boxes. This is nothing that we could sneeze at here. And I think about this from the perspective of somebody that got naturalized as an American citizen. It took me 12 years to become naturalized. 12 years. I got a green card. And I went through high school and college. And I took a test according to studies today that says most people will flunk, by the way. What's the first 10 amendments called to the Constitution? Everybody here gets to become a citizen. Keep your citizenship. But guess what? A lot of people don't know that basic question. And other small basic questions about the separation of powers. And the problem is that we are misdirecting our youth with all of this. Can I say the word crap on radio? It's not one of the seven bad words, right? We're misdirecting our youth with crap about identity politics. And everybody should be aware of when they are being offensive by the words that they use. Where the heck did STEM academics go? Listen, I wasn't the best math student, but I appreciate the fact you need to know math. We got to figure out a way to fly astronauts to the moon and build cars. We need to cure diseases. I need science. Flat Earth is now a thing again. It's a thing. There are people out there that believe we're walking around on a saucer dish. It's a thing. There's a documentary on Netflix. People, ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing to ourselves? We're educating ourselves to death, the great book from the 70s. Okay? We're entertaining, I should say. Entertaining ourselves to death. We should be educating ourselves. We're entertaining ourselves to death. What are we doing? Do we really care about which of the Kardashian sisters got Botox in her hiney? This is what the kids know about. They don't know about what we're talking about here tonight. So it's up to us as parents. We have to change the dialogue. We have to take this information, and I put my kids in my car, and they're listening to this stuff, and they have good discussions with me. I'm going to pat myself on the back, Dad, because if they don't get it from me, they're certainly not getting it from school. And this is what every one of us parents need to do. If we want to take back this country from this leftist primordial ooze of Marxism, that is misdirecting our kids with this entertainment and video games and junk on TV. That's all they know. We have to change it ourselves. And the only way for us to do that is for us to take the narrative back. Rant over. We'll be back after the break at the top of the hour. We are going to have a fascinating guest coming up here. Mark Tapson from Front Page Mag and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Dave Sussman, we'll be right back after the break at RealSideRadio.com and RealSideRadio in Facebook.